Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our guest today is Richard Luna. He's a substance abuse counselor for the Youth and Young Adult Alcohol and Drug Adolescent Outpatient Drug-Free Treatment Program.
And I know that you're also certified, correct?
Yes, I'm a certified addiction specialist. Well, that's the certification that we substance abuse counselors are supposed to have.
So not anybody can, oh, you know, I want to be a substance abuse counselor. And
not anymore.
You
it
have to?
It used to be a long time ago, but not anymore.
Oh,
so now you have to be certified by the state of California in order to provide the services.
Yeah, and I know that that they're going through some changes. The state of California is doing some changes on the way that alcohol and drug treatment is being provided. I'm not familiar with it, and I don't have a lot of information on it, but I think they're trying to make services be more available to citizens of the state of California, and it all comes because of healthcare reform, and also and that's being, I guess, done through the Department of Healthcare Services, Department of California. So, yeah, they're trying to expand. They see that there's a need. And the old way was very, was very narrow or just very, it wasn't accessible.
That's fair.
Accessible.
It was really limited.
That was the word, limited.
Like very
few limited. We were very limited on the services that we could provide. So I think we're currently working on the medical waiver. Mm-hmm. And I believe in August we're going to be going to a seminar in Orange County. And we will get more information on that. But basically what it is case management services that we provide now, eventually they're gonna be provided through this medical waiver. So we're gonna be providing more services mm-hmm. now. We're gonna be, I guess, better.
Better, yeah. Kind of like how Department of Mental Health, Behavior Health was before when our mental health rehab tax, currently, they can provide services anywhere, you know, but I know that right now, currently, they have alcohol and drug treatment has to be provided at certified sites, and that's
correct.
And you cannot leave that site.
Yes.
You have to be there.
Yes.
So
maybe with this waiver is going to be a little bit different.
We'll see. We'll have to come back again and give us all the info on it.
Well, as long as we get to keep Richard, it's cool.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now, you've been 15 years in working for always as a substance abuse counselor? Is
always
that what
as a substance abuse counselor, yes.
So you've gone...
And you are...
Some of the kids you worked with right when you started may have kids coming into your programs now if you're not... I mean, you did a really good job with those people, and obviously they didn't have kids when they were teenagers, but you're getting close to your second generation of kids now.
Yes, that's correct. Even the younger brothers or younger sisters, that I see them, and I see them, and I say, you know what, you remind me of somebody. And when they tell me their name and their last name, then I make the connection. Oh, okay, so now I know your brother or your sister. And yes, he is my brother.
You're born and raised here?
Yes,
which
in Imperial Valley.
Which city? All of them? Or
Calexico.
There it is.
Once a bulldog, always a bulldog.
That's right.
There was an article recently in the Ivy Press about that saying, once a bulldog, always a bulldog.
There it is.
Yeah. I know.
You know what? I've noticed that about Calexicans.
I know.
I was born in Los Angeles, but, you know, my parents made their way over to the Imperial Valley.
Nice. So you got a little bit of L.A. cool homeboy Calexico thing.
Yeah.
Do you think it makes a difference when you're giving services to people from the community you grew up in? Do you think it gives you like insights, like you know what their lives are like, or you know what some of the things they're going through, or because you've been here your whole life, and you've got I don't know obviously, but you've got both languages, you've got all the culture stuff. There must be an advantage in treatment.
I believe so. It's you understand their culture, you understand how they communicate. And you're more susceptible, more open to their opinions and why they're doing certain things that they're doing. So you kind of understand a little bit more.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.